Crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording. With Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 218.
And we've got Mr. 97 in the building.
Yep.
Yeah, how are we?
I wasn't going to intro him so quickly.
But well, he's a part of the framework. Yeah. Maybe do we not have to intro Mr. 97? Well,
he's just always there.
Yeah.
I feel like his voice needs to be deeper. He needs
Says Tommy Jacket.
No, but if we weren't to introduce him, so it's like this really like, oh shit, Mr. 97's here.
Hello, everyone.
Or something like real cutthroat. Nah, you're right. I just wanted to bring him down a peg.
I couldn't believe every single time we do the show, yeah. I just can't believe it's already like whatever day it is.
You told me not to say that yesterday. What you said, let's not get into the conversation about, whoa, it's late in the day. It's like time of the week.
No, but what I had actually said was let's not mention that we're tired.
Ah.
Because remember, like I feel like because we've been doing it at the end of the day and I've just managed to do it, nah. We can sometimes say that.
Oh, there's some good stuff. So we just paused the conversation because we wanted to hold it for you guys on the Daily Talk Show. You're asking Mason. Oh, sorry. My bad. You're asking Mr. 97 about... feedback episode?
I don't think it was. Did
I brought
ask?
It up. Yeah. I brought it up.
Thank you.
Oh, no, you said Josh. Yeah. Oh, hang on. Tell us that. Let's save it for the show.
Mason said, hey, about the feedback thing, I really liked that. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. We'll wait for the show. What were you going to say? What were you going to say about the feedback episode?
I really enjoyed the episode, actually. It was really cool. But I was actually thinking like 24 hours earlier how well Josh takes on, like how much he craves the feedback compared to other people.
Two different thoughts though that he just had. He said
how well he takes it.
And then you corrected it, being like how much he loves to.
No, like you literally just like hang out for it and like no one does that.
Why would you think that? Just to build the case up for that.
Why he craves it.
Yeah, what would make you think that?
I wouldn't even thought that you would have been privy to any conversation where I've asked for, when have I asked for feedback?
When we were waiting and watching every person walk past the office to see.
Oh, that's right. Yeah that's true. Yeah, no.
I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, I was. No,
no,
I was,
you were on the phone call getting feedback
on me. And there was a meeting that I wasn't in and I was waiting
for
it. Oh,
that's right. That's right.
And so what you thought.
But God, Mason got about 1% of that.
Yeah.
But so, okay, that's it. That makes sense.
Mm.
And so what else? Any other?
Feedback for the show about Josh?
No, but to build that case up.
I get that makes sense because I was saying that, when you were having a, like what we're trying to work out at the moment is when we should be having calls as a duo versus having calls separately. Mm. So if we have old clients, what we were finding is that when... if we're both in it from day one, it feels weird.
Mm. Yeah, well, there's different relationships. So it is. It's like navigating that territory, which you'd never think about. There's so many things about a partnership, business partnership, that you don't think about because you've never had to consider the other person to make decisions.
Yeah.
I guess it's like when you first get in a relationship, coming from being single, it's a whole different ball game.
Well, yeah, sometimes the... it's like when you're in a couple, some people jive with other people and not the other. Like there's a case where it's like when you really like the girl or the guy, but you don't like the other one, the other partner.
Yeah, and it's not even about like whether you don't – like I think don't like them could just mean that you actually don't gel with them or you don't vibe them or the conversation falls flat every time. I definitely know that.
Or when you both say – you and your partner jive with one of them really well.
Yeah.
But then the other one, you're just
They're
not,
a package deal.
Yeah.
Well, we are a package deal.
Yeah. So it's like, if you like me my best, you got to like me with Josh. Oh. Is that the saying?
What's the actual saying?
The actual saying is,
if you don't like me at my worst, you won't like me at my best.
No, well, you don't get me at my best.
Yeah,
if you don't like me at my worst,
you won't get me at my best or something like that.
I mean, Mason's been closer to those sort of teenage years where that quote would have been fucking 100% on MSN.
Yeah, has anyone ever said that to you,
Mr. 97, I'm so sorry. God, Can we just call him 97? Mr. 97.
I like Mr. 97. We gotta stick with that.
Gemma was pointing out the fact that we shorten podcast to poddy.
Well, I messaged her and I said... I said the podcast potty pod. So I used all three. Brought it right down.
Too many syllables, she says, for potty. Well, she says same amount of syllables for potty as there is pod.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah, podcast, poddy.
If people are wondering why I sound weird, it's because today has been like a little bit sort of fevery, a bit of fevery day.
Panadols haven't worked.
Well, so this is, I wanted to bring it up. I've written down taking meds.
Mm. You're not a med guy. You're not a Panadol guy. You don't want to be the Panadol guy anyway.
No, he doesn't want them.
Yeah. No one wants that title. But I appreciate you and you don't really take medication.
I try not to.
I've seen that as a result of your upbringing.
Nah.
Because I remember you saying a few things. Nah, you didn't do it when you were young.
I don't think I did it that much. No, I think like the alcohol thing, my parents don't drink that much.
What about
medication? Nah, they would like take antihistamine. And so I remember my brother had to get injections for his – he had hay fever so bad. They had to give him like –
that's pretty serious.
Injections for it. Yeah. That's full on.
And there was one thing you said though that sort of explained why you don't take –
What was it?
I can't remember. It's like – I mean –
Well, for me, it was like I remember when I had my really fucked up back, when I was, like my two herniated discs, and the obvious solution was take a bunch of painkillers. Mm. And I thought that it was like I felt like if I'd done that, it would have been like 2 weeks later, I would have been fucking the traffic lights with the squeegees.
On the oxys.
On the roxys.
Well, you said to me before, I was like, mate – the reason I asked you to take the two Panadol is because you were kind of – I reckon you're actually more up and about now. We are doing the podcast, but I think you've – the because being – like you can feel sick from having a headache and I don't think you're there anymore. Do you think so?
But I'm sweating right now. Can you see the sweat?
Yeah, that's okay. You sweat a lot. So
I can't see
it. We might not know. But you said to me, oh, I don't want to take them because then I won't know if I'm actually feeling sick or not.
Yeah.
So that is the point of taking the Panadol. So you don't feel sick. But my point was it masks.
Well,
symptoms.
My thing is I don't want to like – I feel like if I take Panadol, then that I'll be able to push through and I'll stay up later, I'll work harder, but I won't actually get better. Whereas if I feel the pain
– Well, the hard thing is that – Your world crumbles when you've got a bit of a man cold. Yeah, man,
I don't know. Well, what was Mason saying? Mason's like, mate, you're just walking around.
He's lost. He didn't know where he's going. Just had no idea.
It was just pacing a bit.
Yeah.
We got an email.
Oh yeah, we did, and it is from Ben Skinner.
Did we not decide that we weren't doing last night?
Oh,
night's
yeah,
anymore?
I forgot that.
That's okay.
It's a nice email. He says, stations, well, if you, hang on. I think regardless of if you're sending it to a podcast or anywhere, don't have your email address with your full name in it. If we're getting down to that level,
this is the great thing about TJ. He can justify anything by saying, like, if you ran over someone, you would have been like, they should have seen me coming. And they had the green light.
Depends on where.
They had the green light.
You're driving down a highway and you hit someone. So all of a sudden, they've ran onto the road.
So you've said his name. Go on.
Anyway.
I'll judge based on his email whether I think he'll care or not.
Yeah. Stations synchronize their adverts so you can't get away from them. If I hear an advertisement, I tend to switch stations and just hear another ad. Coming from radio, you should know if this is true. If you deny it, you're a part of the scam.
Okay. So, what do you think? I think that probably if he's someone who's got some form of conspiracy theory,
he wants to stay hidden.
Probably stay hidden.
You reckon?
That's fine.
I can tell you right now, it's not a conspiracy theory. The radio stations have blocks of ads. They're at the hour, the quarter past, the half past, and flow on to the next quarter and then the hour. So every hour there's a longer news period, so you load in. So I remember the morning shift has different ad blocks. Mm-hmm. So there was news at top of hour – and a new sting at the bottom, the half past, and at the 15 mark, it was just an ad block. So there's ad blocks at every 15 minute mark.
I definitely don't think playing out the news all at 9 o'clock is a scam. I think that's just sort of a basic schedule.
So, but
I think is now all I remember is his last name Skinner. Is Skinner saying that he actually hears the exact same ads on all the stations?
If I hear an advertisement, I tend to switch stations and just hear another ad. Okay. No, he's just saying...
They're synced, like they're playing them at the same time.
Well,
not the same ad.
Here's a thought, because I was listening to radio and I was always... conform to the structure of how radio is set, and it's probably been like that for a long way. I never questioned it when I was there. It was like, well, we got to get to this ad break, we got to get to this news half hour, we got to get to this ad break, and then a news hour.
Can you do a bit, like, can you pretend right now? So, because people obviously haven't heard you on Shepparton doing it, can you do an intro and do a tease and then go to a song or something? Just do that. And 3, 2.
It's 96. What was that?
I didn't know it was community radio.
Yeah, basically. Wait, 96.9 Star FM, it is Tommy and Josh. It's currently 3:40 p.m. coming up to the top of 20 today. Coming up in 10, we're talking about how Mr. 97 tripped and split his foreskin open. And yeah, right now, Katy Perry, take it away.
Would you really? So that could actually be a whole bit. What's that
if
called?
That was coming out, if that was coming out of the news at 9:05 or at 6:05 a.m. and then we were going to two songs and coming back in maybe 6-8 minutes or 6 minutes, you could hook coming up after this song. So it's like, hey, top of hour, give a bit of an update, new what the weather is, what the time is. It was whack. But anyway, my thought was, Skinner, I was thinking about this in the car the other day because I was like, hang on. If you're another radio station, just shift your ad block, yeah? Like just shift it back or split it out a bit more, yeah? Because I do that. I go as soon as I'm on and then I realise because I know how the format is, I switch when the ads come on and then I'm found that all the fucking other stations have ads and so I'm like, yeah.
So it's almost like an anti-competitive thing. They're all in this game together.
Yeah, but I don't think it – maybe there was a handshake years ago or maybe it's
– No.
It's a weird how these things happen. So you're onto something, not a conspiracy, whether there was a handshake or not years and years and years ago or they just do it because everyone's doing it. So it's like, yeah, if we're going to – we may as, if we're jeopardizing our audience because of our ads, we may as well do it when everyone else is doing it.
Makes sense.
It's a weird thing. Anyway, sorry if I – You didn't want me to say your last name, Ben.
That's okay. I'm sure Ben will be fine.
It'll hey, be. Mr. 97, I just sent you a link.
Yep.
I want you to click on it and just find, see if you can find any information about where who the web people are, who the websites, you know, who owns it, right?
Okay.
Who owns it. So, Josh, it's a great way to get rid of Mr. 97, actually.
Just send him off to do some...
Go for a little task.
He did. You got him to do the vacuuming today.
What else are we getting him to do?
I feel like that's probably below him.
Why is it below him?
I don't know. I feel like.
What, he's a director of Big Manny Company now, is he?
No, well, I reckon the. I don't know. I don't really have that much of a thought on it. No, but, if Mr. 97's main role here is to learn shit that's going to help him with stuff.
Yeah, but
vacuuming's probably not.
Do you vacuum at home? 97?
Actually, yeah, I vacuum my bedroom. Because I'm downstairs and we have the cleaner upstairs, so they don't come downstairs.
Really?
So I literally just... Yeah, well...
How do they get in? Ladder?
What do you mean? What?
Did you say they only do upstairs or they only do downstairs?
No. Oh, okay, so like downstairs, you can still access downstairs and upstairs. Like you just walk up steps.
Yeah, but you were saying they only do upstairs.
Yeah. Because downstairs is like the garage area. So, okay. Like, you walk...
He sleeps in the garage, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a room off the garage, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so but they don't come down there, so I just vacuum myself.
He's doing his man cave. So
has it got that legitimate sort of vibe?
Nah, not really, because...
So it's a room connected to the garage? No.
It's close enough to that. You walk downstairs, the garage is on the left... And then you keep walking in my bedrooms to the right.
Oh, so it's almost like your granny flat.
No, not really.
It's a room off the garage that's connected to the house. It's a room.
It's self-contained.
No, it's beneath my parents' bedroom.
It's a room in the house, Josh.
Yeah, that's what you're describing, but that's not how you're pitching it.
But he vacuums it, so we know.
I vacuum it, yeah.
And so I'm just letting him expand his vacuuming skills here at Big Media Company HQ.
Okay. No, that makes sense. So you've just sent him a link to what?
Yeah, I sent him a link. So I watched all these comments come in to like a – it was like a Conor McGregor post. It was like huge, you know, social media
fighter.
Person.
He's a fighter.
Yeah,
huge,
yeah, fighter. I don't even know if it was him. It was someone with a shitload of followers on Instagram, and I saw one of the posts that they put up. And then in the comments section, there was a profile that was posting this thing saying, hey, guys, if you want a verified blue badge on your Instagram account, mm-hmm. click the link in my bio. I was like, oh, who is this guy? And then I saw another comment. So he was going through and responding and copying and pasting this comment to all of the comments on this post. And so I was like, this is interesting. So I followed the rabbit hole. I clicked on it and it was just like a crappy account. I don't even think it – I think it was a private account, but you could see the link. Mm. And so then I clicked on the link and – I mean, I kind of wanted to get a blue badge for my Instagram.
Well,
Instagram account.
The funny thing is, I saw the landing page too because you didn't know until today. But every time you put something into Asana, which is at like our to-do list or how we manage all of our content, I get an email, and so I clicked on it, and I was actually trying to work out. I'm like, if it's legit, I would do it. Like, I think there's probably like you get a few things. I think you get maybe the see more feature in Instagram if you verify.
Yeah. So the verification badge, the blue one, you just see it's like a little tick. All the celebrities have it. I guess if you're a big celebrity, Instagram want to sort of make you known that, you know, oh, look, we've honored the celebrity or we've honored the social, the figure, the public figure.
Well, Twitter was the first ones that had the verify thing.
Have you got one?
No. But the funny thing is that so many non-celebs, non-important people do because I think they must have been trying to build a base on radio.
I can tell you how they did it because I was so annoyed because it was at the time when I was like, I've got no clout. I want to have at least some sort of visual clout. I want to try and build a name for myself.
Visual clout is a good name
visual
for
clout.
A band.
Visual clout.
Visual clout.
And so there was like a submission form. From Southern Cross or Stereo.
That would have been Mel Lee, I reckon.
Yeah, you did that? Did you submit?
I think that I was off the table because I was
you weren't on air talent.
Kicker. Yeah.
Anyway, it didn't work for me. You know, I was on air talent. I sent it through and this is what I thought. I even got in the mindset of like, nah, they've just done it on purpose, whoever's putting this through. It's just trying to like dropped out a few people. I don't know if they did. They probably didn't. They probably just submitted it and they knocked me back. But there was like if you are a big media company like what's it called? Like
Southern Cross
Series, they can put like batch submissions to a department in Instagram or a department in Twitter to have the accounts verified for their on-air talent. And so that was what the email came out to us.
Yeah, that's apparently how they – this place, MCM Media.
So I sent you a link. Describe this site, Mr. 97.
It's pretty sus.
It's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Look, I didn't design it.
Yeah.
It's one of those. It's at igverify.webnode.com. So it's one of those website builders.
And they haven't even bothered to connect a real domain,
proper domain to it. Yeah.
So they're like just one of those freebie.
They're doing the free version.
Their logo is just the Instagram verify tick. Actually, it's probably not even Instagram. They probably just grabbed it off Google.
Yeah, you could probably image search that.
What are they offering?
Reverse image
what are they
search.
Offering? 97?
Yeah, so it's $100 for Instagram verification. So you get the blue tick next to your name within 15 minutes, 100% money back guarantee.
Shit, we could do it on a show.
I reckon you should do it.
Nah, the problem is though.
You can pay with PayPal. You can just charge back if they don't.
But no, you can't charge back. This is the thing. So they offer Venmo, I think,
and
PayPal. But PayPal, they said you've just got to contact us via our profile. Is that what it says?
On here?
Yeah.
It says, notice our Venmo account is temporarily unavailable. If you're a Venmo user, we recommend downloading Cash Pay. Direct message us on Instagram to pay via another method. We also accept PayPal, Circle Pay and Bitcoin.
Well, I tried to find them on Instagram, couldn't find them anywhere because I saw this link and clicked through and I'm like, hang on, it'd be a bit of a...
The bloke's account's been taken down.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you know?
Because I searched their name up in Google and because he had it in his bio.
Yeah.
He had like, yeah, the link in his bio and his, yeah, and it's been taken down.
So this is scam?
I would say so, yeah.
Well, but I mean, this is the thing.
He just encouraged us to do it, but then said it's a scam.
Look, you can just get
no,
like...
No, but PayPal doesn't, because I remember I got a bunch of stuff when I was younger. I got all these business cards done in China.
Mm.
Like a lot. Like they had a minimum like 10,000 order or something.
It was
like,
how much did it cost? 20 bucks? 100 bucks?
No, I think it was like... I got stickers as well, but I remember that it was... I think I spent $400 and the shipping was $300 because it was so many. It was like ridiculous. Anyway, they...
At $700?
Yeah. And so, but they sent me a photo of the sticker because I was getting business cards and stickers and they sent me through what they'd done. It was just so bad.
And they've already printed them.
And they'd already, and so I contacted PayPal and they're like, oh, this is considered a custom order. Custom orders don't have... the same level of protection
as what, like a product on a website.
Yeah. So if you like use PayPal to get an artist to do a painting, you can't then when the painting is done being like, oh, I don't like the painting.
Yeah.
And so annoyingly, I had an option of, I was out of pocket $400 already. I just had to pay the shipping and I made the call to let it go and not pay the $300. And so they just kept it all. Because otherwise I'd be getting $300 to see my mistake.
No, that's an interesting one. It's a dilemma. I don't know what I'd do because then I'd think maybe there is some within the batch that would be okay, but then it's probably not worth $700.
Yeah.
Cut your losses.
Yeah.
Sunk cost.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal. So the Venmo thing, I remember seeing online that Venmo was huge in the US.
I've never heard of it.
Everyone,
it's splitting, yeah? It's more not like it's more P2P. Peer-to-peer payments.
Yeah.
I think
Venmo is a mobile payment service owned by PayPal. Oh, of course. It allows users to transfer money to others using the service using a mobile phone app. Dude, it handles 12 billion in transactions. Oh, no, it handled 12 billion in transactions in the first quarter of 2018.
So this is a thing though.
All to scams.
Well, because Matt Tivella, when we went to the NBA in the US and I bought the tickets, he said, I can just Venmo you the money.
Oh, yeah.
And so but the thing is that the US is so fucked up when it comes to transfers. Like the US, like, what the fuck, what do you mean? I'll explain.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, I'll explain. Settle down. I'm explaining right now. No, US guys, you know how if you want to pay someone, like how do you transfer from one person to the other if it's a bank?
Oh, I just do a quick bank transfer.
Well, yeah, that's what we do, right?
Pay it, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many ways of doing it. You can just do a BSB account. That's not the case. Like when I was doing work with the minimalists, Josh said, oh, yeah, it's fine. I can get that invoice paid up. I just need to call my bank. Like I had to call. It was actually like a credit union because the thing is there's so many other – like in the US it's so fragmented. Mm. Not any – like the idea of Apple Pay was so exciting because no one uses Touch ID. No one uses PayWave.
Yeah, we were getting pushed away because we use it so much here. And I remember like pulling out my cards, I'll just tap that, like please insert.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Beg your pardon?
I just want to tap it. Yeah. Please insert. And so I pushed, but then a lot of the time I was tapping and then having to sign.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It is hard. But I think one of the points you raised when we talked about this previously was that where have the big sort of players come out of? It's the US.
Mm-hmm.
And you've said that there's been so much issues, so many problems there, and the problems create, you know, a desire for a solution and the solutions come out of there.
And so that's why, like, I guess things like PayPal or even the funny thing is though, some of the solutions are still archaic for us. So they're using like the mag strip that you'd see on the old school where you actually have to swipe the cards. And there's all the, I think it's Coin is one of them. The one that Oscar, who's Oscar
Boyson.
Boyson.
Filmmaker. Yeah, he did that. It's like a strip. It's like a 10 cards in one, or as many cards. You basically scan them in,
yeah,
and you've got your MasterCard, your Visa card, your American Express. Oh,
is that the digital one? Yeah. It's all digital.
But the thing is, it's so dumb because it's like a it's still using a mag strip. Like it's still, you're needing to swipe. It's fucking old school.
And so when everyone's on to PayPass, it is interesting. You see, America is like they're flying and they're just people hanging out the side of the car going, fuck, I'm trying to get back in.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't know what to do. Mm. We've got this over here. Fuck. You know, it's a real wild, wild west.
I mean, it's got some advantages.
100%. The population does demand, and so you do benefit, mm-hmm, even in that society. You do benefit.
I've been talking about just flying. Mm. I feel like my whole life, there's certain things that I constantly do that really annoy me, that I just don't want to do anymore.
That you do, you choose to do.
Yes.
What do you do?
Yeah. Well, so I wrote down, I want to be the guy that ...
Yeah.
I want to be the guy that has a cable, like a charging cable at for my iPhone at my desk.
You're not
so
that
it charges.
Guy?
Well, I am that guy, but I can't be that at the moment. I haven't been that guy and the guy that has one at home.
Yeah.
So my phone keeps fucking dying at home because I'm trying to be that guy. Like, I want to be the guy that just always has a full charge.
Yeah, well, I've got my charger here. This is my spare one. You can plug your phone
in. You sure that's not mine, is it?
No, that's mine. No. See, look at you become that guy, then become that tight-ass guy as well, because you're labelling your iPhone charger so no one steals it.
What are the examples of, if we were to say, I want to be that guy, what are the certain qualities? I'll throw out one other one.
Yeah.
There's always one person that has the Chewies or the Mints.
Oh, yeah. PK. My friend, his nickname's PK. He always has PK.
You boys have got that sorted though.
Yeah, we've had a real good hookup with Mars.
Yeah, but he's that guy. We're not that guy. I'm that guy. Well, we're the beneficiary of that guy.
You're the beneficiary of me.
Josh's best mate works at Mars, so we get some great stuff.
It's quite handy.
What else? Anything else?
Yeah, what else?
See, the thing is, I have been that guy, but I'm not that guy at the moment.
Do you want to be the guy that irons his t-shirts?
No, fuck that. Too much effort. I want to be that guy that gets up at 5 a.m. who has a kid who's, you know, married. I'm a great dad, just PS. But goes to the gym first thing, then gets home, you know, does his family stuff before he even gets to work. I want to be that guy.
What guy do you want to be?
Yeah, it's sort of similar to Tommy. Just like,
you can't fucking do that. Okay.
Oh, I want to be Tommy. He's not a fucking answer. I want to be that guy.
I want to be that guy. He's actually pointing
to you. Outrageous.
It's funny how we just say, I want to be like Josh.
No, that's also not an option either.
No one wants that.
I want to be that guy. What are some qualities? I could definitely come. I want to be that guy that can find out how to fucking charge his external keyboard so he actually uses it.
There's a solar one you can get. Have you seen that? Solar keyboard.
I can just see that being a pain because I'll have to be in the sun.
It works off normal. Natural light.
Is that true?
Natural light, meaning you need a window. So
can you run?
We got one above.
But sorry.
There's solar power coming, like there's rays coming through this skylight here.
Here we go. How do solar panels work?
Well, mate, no one knows. No one knows. Not even Elon.
Mr. 97, surely that's like 4 points in an enter score, knowing what the solar.
Oh, I don't know. Something with the.
Oh, he's Googling it.
I don't know. Hang on. How do solar panels
work? No, but that's going to be a long answer. But the thing is, surely solar needs. Does it actually need sunlight?
Or could it needs sunlight.
Could you use an artificial light?
No, it just needs light. Like just there's photons in light and that's all it needs.
So
you can do it off those lights.
He said photons. Back the fuck up.
Well, what about if they're LED lights?
Why did you say it like that?
LED.
LED.
I don't know. I think it's still light.
I need that guy from you, Mason. Who's the guy?
Oh, yeah. There you go. I want to be the scientific guy who knows
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really though?
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Nah. Do you?
No, that's, I can tell when you tone, you just came up with that. Think about, no, what actual guy do you want to be?
Mason is going to put on to
the
Daily Talk Show Reddit.
He can do that. He can add a list of five, but surely, Mason, what guy do you want to be?
I'll give you some commentary while you're thinking. Think about the dude who you want to be 10 years' time. What will that guy be doing?
I've got another one.
Yeah, I know, but don't take the stage. We've got Mr. 97.
One more. I want to be that guy. Seriously, we need to find my student of the week, where I got a student of the week 1 week when I was a kid for letting other people to have a go at talking.
They gave you a prize.
I actually got a prize. That's why I'm so fucked up. But I want to be that guy who finishes books.
Yeah.
That's achievable. The deep work book at the moment, I'm like halfway through and I felt like I'm a reader. I'm a guy. That's who I am. That's what I do. I'm that guy. And now I'm that guy who hasn't finished it yet.
Well, you could even extrapolate from that. You want to be that guy who finishes. You want to be that guy who finishes things that he starts. Mm-hmm. And that could flow on. So, Mason, the 10-year
This is how we're finishing version. Up. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email. It's been great. And we're going to finish on Mason. We want you to say, I want to be that guy who, and then says it, and that's the end of the show.
Oh, okay. I want to be that guy who wants to learn anything but can't be bothered. Like, I want to learn everything, but I can't be bothered going through the process of learning it.
I think you've misunderstood.
Hang on. Let's give him one more go.
I want to be that guy.
So you're thinking about the person, the aspirational person that you – like, if you were that person, you're so much better for – you know, you're
– Wait, you're saying
– Yeah, no, okay, yeah. It's like I want that understanding of learning – like, I want to learn everything. I want to be the person
who – Do it on Reddit. Do it on Reddit. It's a daily talk show. Have a good Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. Catches.